the 260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Very glad to be with you guys once again with another episode. Before we even get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Go ahead and make us one of your favorites by subscribing. And when you go to Apple, go ahead and scroll on down and click write a review and let us know what you are thinking of this show. Special shout out to Old Fort Baseball Company for being a part of this podcast and, of course, this episode. So we got to dig into a catcher, which I love bringing on catchers because it's always been one of the positions that I've always respected. I tried to play it once as a youngster, never played it again. Same thing happened to my son. Tried to play it once, never played it again. It's not for everyone. It's for those that want to be a leader on the ball field. It's for those that are looking to, you know, take control and love being a part of every play on the diamond. It's very important. I would argue most important position on the field. So, without further ado, we have the one and only from Homestead High School, now becoming a Huntington Forester. We have Johnny Ankerbrook joining us right now on the podcast. Johnny, what's going on?
How's it going? I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. So I had your buddy Luke Rhea on, I think it was like a month ago or so. I met him at a baseball field, and he told me, you know, you got to bring Johnny on. Great dude. Very talented ball player. Told me I had to bring you on. So I think the timing is right. I mean, you just got named for the state of Indiana as a top catcher, the Johnny Bench Award, and you literally just got back. Like, literally, I don't think people understand. Just got back from Cincinnati, Ohio, to accept your award for the Johnny Bench Award. Talk about the award for those that are not familiar, what it's about, and what it means to you to accept this award and win this award.
Yeah, so obviously very blessed to be able to receive the award and to go down to Cincinnati. I met a ton of really cool people, met Johnny Bench, shook his hand. Yeah, I had my family there with me, all my loved ones around me, and we were able to watch a Reds game, had some good seats, got to watch some batting practice, got recognized on the field. It was a ton of fun. I'm extremely blessed to be able to do something like that. Really.
Yeah, so it's the top catchers, and you're at the high school level, right? The top catchers in Indiana?
Yes, so they do NCAA Division I catcher for baseball and then softball catcher, and then they do catchers from West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Wow. Yeah, in Indiana, Olivia Young from Jasper High School won the softball Johnny Bench Award. And then, of course, we're talking to Johnny Ankerbrook from Homestead, who is named the top high school catcher in the state of Indiana. So it's got to, you know, for all the hard work that you've put in, this award, you know, what does it mean to you? You know, like, it's got to feel really good to even be recognized, not only locally, you know, as we recognize you here in Fort Wayne, but this is a national award. Like, literally an article on MLB.com mentions your name. It's got to feel good.
Oh, it feels amazing. And once again, I'm just really blessed to be able to accept this award and be around great company, be around great ball players. And it just kind of reassures me that I'm on the right track and I just need to keep doing what I've been doing and just keep my head down and keep pushing.
So what age group and what league did you start when you first started playing catcher?
I first started catching when I was 11. I play a little infield, and so I think we needed a catcher. And so I put on the gear and they kept me back there. So I haven't really looked back since. I've played a little outfield for Homestead here and there, but I really love catching, and I feel like it's a passion of mine.
Wow. So 11 years old, that's young too, to get started back there. So like, how was that transition for you as a youngster, you know, learning? Cause that's a tough position to learn, you know, especially at such a young age.
Yeah, I would say just immediately I was in love with it because I was involved in every play. And so catching back there, I felt like I always felt like I was able to make an impact with every play. And so I think that still holds true to this day where I can make an impact every play and change the game just being back there. And so I think that's how I fell in love with it.
Were there any catchers that you kind of looked up to kind of, take after and take notes on to help improve your game back there behind home plate?
I would say just a combination of just watching like college guys and stuff like that. I mean, the guy from Coastal, Bodine, I watched a ton of his film. The high school catchers that I was behind, Bryce Yoder, he was a senior catcher when I was a sophomore. We split a little bit of time, and so he definitely took me under his wing, and so definitely looked up to him. And then, yeah, that's just a combination of looking at a lot of college guys and just really falling in love and being a student of the catching game.
So at 11 years old, was this rec ball where you tried to play catcher, or was this travel ball?
I was playing with a travel team. We were pretty local, but we would go to Michigan and Indianapolis every once in a while.
What was the team?
The Summit City Spartans.
Nice. I've been hearing a lot about the Summit City Spartans. So talk about the transition. So once you started playing catcher, what were some of the toughest things as you adjusted to becoming a pretty much full-time catcher? What were some of the good parts of it, and what were some of the things you had to really work through to become a top catcher in the state of Indiana?
I would say for me, definitely a size thing. Like everyone talks about it, but it's a real thing. Like you got to be big, you got to be strong, you got to be durable at the catching position. So I would say putting on weight, I'd say I made a pretty big weight jump by going in like my sophomore to my freshman to my sophomore year, and then again my sophomore to my junior year. And then overall, just at the position, I would say just realizing that like there's levels to it, and you gotta keep going and like realizing how good guys truly are, and like when they make it look easy, that's when you know they're really good. And so I worked out with my catching coach a lot my sophomore summer. We worked a lot on receiving, getting under the ball, and just being confident with like that kind of new school catching stuff, and definitely fell in love with it that summer. And then again, just like learning how to handle pitchers, and especially playing on the Bulls my last summer, just playing at that high level. Just it's always you're always learning when you're a catcher, especially this day and age.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I was gonna ask too, so as you're being recognized, with this prestigious award that you just won as a top catcher in the state of Indiana, from your perspective, what would you say are your strengths, as a ball player? What do you think, that the people that got you this award, the people that named you the top catcher, what do you think they've seen in you from your perspective that makes what are your greatest strengths?
I would say my leadership on the field, and just being able to block the ball well, receive and throw. I would just say just being able to be well-rounded at that position at the high school level. And I really always try and take care of my pitchers and do all that good stuff. And so, yeah, I would say my strengths are lie there.
Yeah, so let's recap your high school career before we move forward to what you got next. So, talk about playing at Homestead. Talk about the program. Talk about your growth there, because you definitely improved. I've seen a lot of improvement, obviously in the last couple of years for you as a Spartan. So, kind of summarize your years at Homestead and what you learned and what you're going to be taking into the college ranks.
Yeah, so me and my friends don't really talk about it that much, but we had four guys who were Division one athletes, Division one commits, going to play in college baseball. So we all definitely pushed each other, and so I would say that is one of the biggest things for me, just like being surrounded with guys who had big ambitions and big goals. And so that's definitely my biggest thing about Homestead, is just having that competition. And like people say it all the time, like the people you surround yourself with are the people you're going to want to be, and you're ultimately going to become. And so surrounding myself with guys like Luke Niswonger, Luke Rhea, Ryan Michailoff, we all really work hard and we push each other. And I had a great catching coach, Steve Young. he really pushed me, and he was always willing to go to the field and load the machine as long as I wanted, and we would just work out and all that stuff. And Justin Glass too, over at GSP, he definitely, towards the end of my high school career, I would say, just kind of polished me up as a ball player and like really like taught me what it's like to be a pro about it and to go about your business in a professional way. And so I think that's the biggest thing that really helped me kind of make that step from my junior to my senior year about just being a pro about things and handling my work and every day the same way like a pro would do. And so I can't be grateful enough for all those people and everyone who's shaped me into the player that I am today.
Super awesome. Yeah, we just had Justin Glass on the last episode as we were talking travel ball. Definitely a fun episode there, and he definitely mentioned you put in the work, and it's definitely shown. So I wanted to ask you this as well, because it's something I haven't really asked any of the players. I think Luke Rhea and I talked about it a little bit more off record than we did on the pod, but what's your off season like? Do you have an off season? Because a lot of travel, all travel programs are different. Some of them play during the summer, some play during the fall, some take it easy during the fall. Do you have an off season? And if you do, what are you working on during that time? How does your schedule work?
So I can just walk you through kind of this last off season. So played my Homestead year and then played with the Bulls. The other catcher on my Bulls team got hurt, and so then I was responsible for catching every game in the summer. So that was really taxing on my body, I'd say. And then you get about 2 weeks off before I went and played with Team Indiana over the fall, and we played about 3 or 4 weekends there. And then after that, the next week when that fall was over around mid-October, so probably played from April to mid-October with maybe two and a half week breaks in there. And then after that, I took a vacation with my family, just took a week off from baseball, and then started getting back in the gym, lifting, and just trying to put on as much mass as I can and gain back all those pounds that I lost catching and burning all those calories. And so my first couple months, I'm really worried about just base strength, getting a lot of strength, keeping speed, getting strong, and gaining weight, and then obviously hitting throughout all that. And then starting working back into catching probably around winter break maybe. And then after that, I'm just kind of full swing, just really getting ready for my senior year.
So talk about your commitment. Originally, you were committed to the University of Purdue Fort Wayne, and you were ready to go to the school. They announced that the program has been pretty much discontinued. To run me through your first reaction. I imagine it's got to be kind of a whirlwind, a reaction, because this happened very late. Like, I think the season had just ended, or at least the college season did, and this decision was made. So run me through what was running through your mind when this announcement was made for you as a commitment.
First of all, I was just devastated. I was obviously, like you said, really excited to be able to go and play at Purdue Fort Wayne, but then again, everyone was affected by it, and so I was definitely not the worst, like the most affected by it. I would say the coaches and players, the coaches are out of a job, and the players
True,
that
yeah.
didn't play that much are at a loss there. And so I had the blessing of my youth, and so I'm still young and there's a lot of opportunity, but really just was grateful for the opportunity that PFW gave me to be able to go play there. And just from there on, it was like, all right, what's next? And what steps do I need to take to put myself in the best position to play baseball next year?
Yeah, so how was that process for you? So what how did you end up with Huntington as the new school to commit to after all that?
Yeah, so there's just a lot of stuff to there was a lot of stuff to sort out and to think about and assess. A lot of junior college routes. I would say this recruitment was a lot more heavy than my original high school recruitment, just because of it being so late And just with the discontinuing of the program, everyone was kind of all around that program and trying to pick up guys. And so for me, I knew that I needed to get on the field, and I needed to get on the field and play and make an impact, because no one's going to get better on the bench. And with today's day and age and the transfer portal and stuff like that, I knew that nothing's guaranteed. Everyone's signing 1-year contracts at these colleges in a way. And so I knew that I needed to go where I was wanted, and I needed to go where I could get on the, where I had the best chance to get on the field. And so for me, Coach Frame, he's an amazing coach, and he's a guy that I want to play for. And he's been at a ton of my games, and they were recruiting me heavily my junior year before that. And I chose ended up choosing PFW after them. And with hours of the program being discontinued, he was texting me on his vacation. And so that was really a telltale sign for me that, like, hey, this, this is going to be a spot for me, and I'm going to be able to have a great career and just really be wanted, and just be at a place where I know that the coach is going to put time into me and where the guys are going to accept me. And so I'm really excited to be at Huntington next year.
That's super awesome. I definitely commend, you know, your approach, you know, want to be with the program that wants you. I love that quote from you, because that's the stuff you're not going to forget, right? Like, you're going to, when that moment happens and, you know, someone's reaching out to you that quickly to try to, you know, get you on their team, that's really important. That's stuff that you want to take with you. And that's something I want to tell young players. That's some advice for anybody listening to this that is, you know, younger, getting ready to get in the recruiting process. That's definitely some, you know, some good advice from Johnny right there, is want to go to a program that wants you, right? And, you know, obviously that means something different from everyone. So definitely love that quote from you. So as you enter this new journey, you know, you're going to Huntington, what are you working on right now? I know you're hitting GSP pretty hard, but what are you working on right now as you get ready to enter the college life and college ball?
Yeah. So for me, obviously continue to put on weight. And you just got to be durable. You got to be ready to play a lot of games. Like, I'm going to play a ton more games than I did this year. And so getting conditioned, getting ready to go, being able to catch all day, and getting my body primed and ready to be able to withstand a college workload definitely is something that I'm thinking about. Going to GSP a lot, just getting with Justin, and he's definitely prepared me for Huntington, and I don't know where I'd be without being able to go there every morning. And so I'm super excited for Huntington. I've hit with some of the guys there at Huntington, so I'm already getting to know the guys, and really excited to just have an opportunity to be on the team and stuff like that.
Well, definitely keep in touch, man. Very excited for what's coming up. Huntington isn't too far, so 260, support our guy Johnny, man. He's doing big things. He's working on his game, and he's putting on for the 260. This is only the beginning, man. With your mindset, your work ethic, this is only the beginning, man. The sky's the limit for you. So definitely keep doing what you're doing. We look forward to seeing you play and look forward to seeing you enter college life, man. Thank you so much for coming on, and take care. But before we go, I want you to give any shout outs to anyone that you would like to. Give you the floor before we get out of here.
I would just like to thank my parents for putting in all the time and effort for me to be able to chase my dreams, and my coaches, Steve, Justin, Coach Bile, Coach Droshi with the Bulls, Coach Craker with the Jacks. All you guys, thank you so much for believing in me. Coach Frame, thank you for believing in me. And even the PFW coaches, Coach Huff, Coach McNeil, Coach Shiver, thank you guys. And thank you guys. Thank you to everyone.
Absolutely, man. Keep up the great work. Keep in touch. And thank you for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.